We can talk to Stephen Gibson. He used to work for the telecoms regulator Ofcom. He's now at SLG Economics. Hi, Stephen.
Hi, good afternoon.
So what do you think this is going to mean for bills then?
Well, there are two different aspects that Ofcom would look at in thinking about the implications. Firstly is, does the reduction in competition from 4 to 3, and of course this comes after O2 and, Orange and T-Mobile merged into EE last year. What's that going to impact on competition, and will that mean higher prices? And on the other side, will the synergies that are driving this merger in terms of shared costs and economies of scale allow the mobile networks to reduce their costs and hopefully pass that on to customers in terms of lower prices?
Three has been setting lower prices in recent years. It was one of the first companies to offer unlimited data on lots of plans, so it has been pushing costs down. So do you think it may well continue that if it's successful in managing to bag O2?
Well, that would be the big worry for Ofcom. They have offered a number of very, very good value, cheap tariffs, and Ofcom will be worried about them if they become the market leader with sort of over 40% of customers, as this merger would create a sort of a mobile monster. What's going to be the impact on the future of these cheaper offers? And so they will be very concerned. What they probably do is not put a total ban on merger, and in fact they refer it to the CMA, the Competition and Markets Authority, but they look for concessions from the combined 3 and O2 company, which might include better access for the virtual networks like Virgin Media, TalkTalk and Tesco Mobile and other smaller virtual mobile networks, and maybe some commitments not to raise prices.
Yeah, and a few European countries, they've gone from 4 to 3 phone operators, and some people have been pointing out that when this happened in Austria, bills actually went up. So there is reason to be concerned here.
You're absolutely right, and this would have to be confirmed by not just Ofcom and the CMA in the UK, but also by the European Commission. They have allowed mergers that reduced numbers from 4 to 3 in Austria, Germany and Ireland. But as you say, in Austria particularly, the evidence suggests that this wasn't perhaps in the best interest of the customers. We'll have to wait and see what Ofcom think and what the European Commission think in terms of the O2 merger.